This is Lieutenant Jack Scott with the 1st Canadian Army in Belgium. I got a letter from my mother out in Vancouver today, and she's kind of worried about something. Seems that the deadline for mailing Christmas presents to the troops over here is getting close, and she's pretty much in a fog about what kind of a gift will be suitable for a son who's in France or Belgium, or maybe in Holland. There are probably a lot of mothers and wives who are in the same boat, so I've got three fellows here at the microphone, our own particular brain trust, to find out what the troops really want. From left to right, here they are.
Well, I'm Corporal Bob Christie from Toronto. Mm-hmm.
Corporal Jacques Monroe here. My town's Montreal.
Right. And I'm Lance Corporal Walter Hall of Bowmanville, Ontario.
Right. Well, now, how about this, Bob?
Well, frankly, I hadn't given Christmas much thought, except kind of figuring the war might be over by then. But you're right, Jack. We're in a different boat this year than last, and I guess it's going to be tougher for the people at home to know what to send.
That's right. I'll tell you one thing, though, that's a sure bet.
Well, what's that, Jack?
Practically anything to eat that you can't get to eat over here.
Such as?
Well, canned fruit juices or tomato juice, biscuits, coffee, homemade candies, nuts, fruitcake, almost any kind of canned stuff.
Except bully beef.
Sure. Things like canned shrimps and lobster, even canned soup now that the weather's turning cold. I think the thing to say is to send the guy the particular food he used to go for when he was home.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard to send over strawberry shortcake. Walter, what suggestions have you got on this?
Well, there are certainly a lot of things we don't want. We don't want anything to we have to pack. And most clothing is pretty well excess baggage. Mm-hmm.
Except socks. You can always use socks. And most of the guys would go for a sweater. One of those turtleneck kind, khaki color.
Well, how about books? How about that, Bob?
Well, yes, books would certainly be okay to get. I'd say especially the digests that have a variety of reading.
Well, what about serious books?
Well, that depends on the guy, of course. Personally, I find a lot of our fellows do read the serious stuff.
Yeah, so long as they don't send Dr. Elliot's 5-foot shelf. You know, a kid bag only measured about 2'6".
Here's a point. Most of us get a regular supply of certain articles from the mobile canteens. Mm-hmm. And we're usually stocked up with razor blades, tooth powder, shaving cream and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about pin-up gals? I'm getting mighty tired looking at the side of that tent.
You're right there, Jock. Of course, the pin-up gals we want most are the ones we're married to. Why don't all our mothers, wives, and sweethearts go and get a darn good picture? That's sure to score.
That's a great idea, Bob.
There are a lot of little things that most of us haven't got, you know. Like, well, a pocket-sized pair of scissors is a mighty handy. Most guys haven't got a can opener, neither.
Yeah, not one of those with a crank.
Don't forget that collapsible slit trench, Jock. We can all use that.
With a zipper attachment, eh? Well, I think that ought to give them a fair idea. To wind this up, let's answer this question. What would you three most like? What about that, Bob?
Well, put me down for that turtleneck sweater. And a chamois leather vest.
You're in. And Walter, how about you?
I'll settle for that tomato juice, thanks.
And how about you, Jock?
I'd like a pair of fur-lined leather gloves.
Well, now they know.
Well, there's just one thing we haven't settled.
What's that?
Well, what do they want for Christmas at home?
Let's adjourn to the nearest cafe and talk about that.
Yeah. Say, I saw a really slick pair of blue wooden shoes across there with gold buttons.
This is Jack Scott signing off from Belgium.